USA News Update. Former President Trump making another run for the White House with rallies in New Hampshire and South Carolina.
We will get critical race theory and other left-wing lunacy out of our military, and we will get it out of our classrooms, and we'll get it out fast.
The Memphis Police Department has disbanded their Scorpion unit, a unit originally formed to help deal with escalating crime in the city. All five officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols were members of that unit. At least six people were killed in upstate New York yesterday morning, three others injured when a truck collided with a bus on a highway on the Canadian border. Flooding in New Zealand so bad due to the torrential rain they're having, the airport had to close. That meant a flight from Dubai had to turn around and be sent back to where it came from. Those passengers on that plane for 13 hours and landed in the same place they took off. Corey Myers, USA News.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer.
Well, as with cholesterol, truck size, and TVs per household, the nation's average bra cup size has collectively risen. It's gone from a 34B in 1983 to a 34DD in 2013. Not at my house. I always thought it was just ABC and Lucky D's.
On your terms, from USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today, USAPodcasting.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.